There are thousands of events happening all around us that are looking for speakers. And at Mic Drop Workshop, we want to help events find amazing women speakers like you. We send out a free weekly newsletter with gig opportunities. So join over 200,000 subscribers at micdropworkshop.com/newsletter. Okay, let's get started. Hey everyone, it is Jess Ekstrom. Welcome back to Business on the Bright Side. And in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about four different mindset shifts that you can copy and start using. I know for me, how we think means what we're going to do. So what we say to ourselves is what's going to happen in the universe. So we might as well be training our minds to say yes to the life we want and no to the life that we don't. And also, if you need to pick me up at the beginning of the week, I send out a Monday hype text to my community with something to chew on, and it also includes the link to the most recent podcast episode, so you don't have to miss it. So shoot me a text, 704-228-9495. Would love to hear what you think of the podcast, and you'll automatically be signed up for those Monday texts. So let's get to it. What's up, everybody? It is Jess Ekstrom, and welcome to Business on the Bright Side, the podcast where you can learn how to make a living and make a difference at the same time. Life is short, and so is my attention span, so let's get started. Let's make life easier. There, I said it. Let's stop wearing busy as this badge of honor, because quite frankly, I'm tired of it. So let's get into four different mindset shifts that can help you make life easier and make the work for you instead of running yourself into the ground and wondering when you're going to get a payday. The first mindset shift that I want you to start is you before anything else. What I mean by this is when your alarm goes off in the morning, how can you give yourself 15 minutes? 15 minutes to do something for yourself before you do something for anyone else. Now, I know that I don't have kids, so I'm not making breakfast and I'm not running around being a super mom like I'm sure a lot of you are, but I wonder if there was just 15 minutes of something that you could do for yourself before you turn outward. So maybe it's meditation, maybe it's journaling, maybe it's just sipping your coffee with a good read in the morning, or maybe it's journaling. So how can you prioritize yourself before you open yourself up to the rest of your day? Because if you ever notice, when you give yourself that time in the morning, just that reset, that check in with yourself, or how everything else during your day just kind of starts to go right, you know, maybe there's not as many fires and things just go well. That's not a coincidence. When you take time for yourself, it better prepares you to handle your day. So things might feel like they're easier, but in fact, you're just more equipped to handle them. The second shift that I want you to copy is care more about the system, less about the goal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for setting goals. In fact, if you head to businessonthebrightside.com/21, there's a free goal setting template that you can use that really helps you just get an idea of what you want to aim for. But when we aim for something, it's important that we look at the system or the process of how we want to get there, because that goal might change the more you engage with it. So what are the systems that you can put in place that helps you get to where you want to go? Where are the time suckers that are preventing you from getting there? So for me, one of the time suckers I had was email. So I've done a few things to help change that system of how I go about my day. And I first did canned responses. So that was super helpful. If you look at your email, is there something that you keep getting? Like 5 times a week, I'm asked this question. In Gmail, there's a way that you can add a canned response. So it's an email like template that you've basically typed out once, and you can just click a button and insert a canned response so you don't have to retype the same thing 12 times a week. But then I outsourced my email. Now, I know that seems scary, having someone else in your inbox, but it was literally the best decision I've ever made. Now, Kathy, my assistant, has been with me for years, and she takes a skim of my inbox before I do, and she'll respond to what she can respond to. If she has an idea of what she wants to say but wants my approval, she'll put it in draft mode. And then for things that she absolutely needs me to respond to that I can't do, she'll star it. And so that has been a game changer in how I approach my day by looking at the time sucker for me, which was email, changing the system so that way I can work towards a better outcome. The third mindset shift for you is care more about what you're creating than what people are thinking. I would get so bogged down scrolling through Instagram, seeing, you know, what people were saying and just caring immensely what a stranger on the internet thought about me. I cared more about what this person who I didn't know on my phone thought about me than the people who were currently in the room with me. And it was such a bad habit. And so I decided that I'm going to really fall in love with the problem that I'm trying to solve and focus on solving that instead of constantly thinking what other people are thinking about me. But the other reality of this, and this revelation will either be a blessing to you or a letdown. For me, it was a blessing. The reality is that people aren't thinking about you as much as you think they are. I'm going to let that sink for a second. People aren't thinking about you as much as you think they are. And for me, that is great news because I feel sometimes that I'm under a microscope, but it's really just me putting myself under a microscope. And so when you can relieve yourself of feeling like you're under a microscope or in a fishbowl and realize like, look, everyone else is doing their own thing too. I might as well focus on mine. Fall in love with the problem. Stop caring about what other people think. And the last mindset shift I'm going to give you, and this maybe isn't as much of a mindset shift as it is maybe a habit that you want to start, is train yourself, train your mind to see the good in people, in business, and not just see the good, but speak it. So I think that we are conditioned to find problems, but it's good for us and it's good for others to see the good in what they're doing and say something about it. Give a compliment. When was the last time you left a 5-star review for something, whether it was a book or a service or a business or, you know, a restaurant? Leave good reviews. Whenever I see a review pop up for Chasing the Bright Side on Amazon or on this podcast, and I hear someone taking the time to share what they love about what I'm creating, it literally brings me so much warmth and so much joy to read that. And every time I read that, I say, I don't do this enough for other people. And so see the good in other people and speak it. I'll leave you with this. Even our most ingrained patterns and habits deserve to be questioned. What worked yesterday might not work today. Always keep iterating. Thanks for listening to Business on the Bright Side. I'm your host, Jess Ekstrom. For all the show notes, head to businessonthebrightside.com and be sure to tell me what you thought of this episode on Instagram. And if you're picking up what I'm putting down, subscribe and write a review wherever you consume podcasts. See you next time and keep chasing the bright side.